Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
WOKV News Time, 9:33. Duval County Democratic Party Chair Daniel Henry joins us now. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, were you surprised at all by the announcement that was made this weekend?
Yes, I was definitely surprised, a little shocked of the announcement that happened this weekend. But I can say first and foremost that President Biden will frankly be remembered as one of our nation's greatest presidents. The level of accomplishments that he's been able to achieve over the course of the last 3.5 years is amazing. His ability to be able to deliver over 15 million jobs, to actually get infrastructure spending actually achieved, to restore a place in the world stage, is transformational. And his decision to step away in lieu of his vice president, I think, is a great act of patriotism, and he's better for it.
Some say that it is an act of patriotism. Others are saying it's an act of a show of that, the fact that he may or may not be able and competent to complete his presidency, calling for him to resign, or they will invoke the 25th Amendment. What do you think legislators are headed in that respect?
Sure. I think you're hearing that on one particular side, and frankly, I think it's a disingenuous argument from a party that's grasping at straws to find some sense of relevancy. President Biden has shown day in and day out his capacity to be able to be a strong leader for our nation, and he's delivered as such. So any argument that he should resign from office, I think, is disingenuous. He's committed to finishing his term and delivering for the American people. And I couldn't be more excited, not only for Vice President Harris's campaign, but President Biden's ability to be able to hunker down and get the job done.
And Daniel, do you think that the Democratic Party will take the opportunity now to show this as a character trait of strength from Biden, you know, making the decision, the very painful decision, to step down?
I think so, too. I think when we get to our convention in about 3 weeks, you'll see that recognition, and it'll be very palpable. I think, at least from what I've seen in the course of the last 24 hours, locally and at a statewide level, there is a overwhelming feeling that Vice President Harris is our nominee and that we're coming together. And I think this is the moment that will be remembered as the time in which the party came together, solidified its nominee, and focused on its singular mission, which is to ensure that Donald Trump does not win the White House this coming November.
And you're privy to some of those discussions behind the scenes, certainly. How does this change things for the Democratic National Convention?
I think the only major changes that you'll probably see is obviously the DNC is going to be the DNC Rules Committee is going to be meeting on Wednesday to outline a new process in which the roll call is going to be occurring. But in the next coming hours, I think you're going to see a lot of states not only throw their support for Vice President Harris, but fully embrace her candidacy. And I think that's going to be a show of force going into the convention that she is our nominee, and we're excited to be able to move forward.
Okay. And Daniel, do you have any thoughts, having been a part of this for such a long time, almost all of your life, really, who the vice presidential nominee is going to be?
Well, that's the good thing about our party. We have a deep bench, and Vice President Harris has a lot of candidates to choose from. A lot of the names, obviously, that have been bantied about is Governor Shapiro or Governor Beshear or Governor Cooper or Senator Kelly. But this is a decision that Vice President Harris alone will have to make because this will be her governing partner. And I think we have faith in her to be able to choose the right candidate for the ticket. And I'm confident that the party will embrace that and move forward with the general election.
Okay, and does this change things fundraising-wise at all for the Democrats of Florida?
No, I don't think so. I think, frankly, last night you saw a record amount of money being raised for Vice President Harris's campaign. Over $50 million was raised within the span of 5 hours. If that's not a recognition of not only her support, but Democrats meeting the moment to ensure that we support Vice President Harris, I don't know what is. So the FEC documents have already changed to Harris for president. The full transition of the campaign has moved to her care, and she's already hitting the ground running to be able to raise the resources to continue to be competitive in this election. So for us, I don't think there's any changes in that effort.
Daniel Henry, chairman of the Duval County Democratic Party, thank you for taking the time to chat with us this morning on Jacksonville's Morning News.
Thank you.